So we wanted to finish off the halacha. You know, we saw the sugya. We wanted to finish off the halacha. If I'm not mistaken, we're up to the Maror Mekoymes number 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14. It shouldn't take a long time. I'd like to finish off the halacha today, Be'ez Hashem, and then go back into the Gemara. So just to briefly recap what we saw last time, la halacha, and that was with regard to refuah. If you remember, the Torah on the Shulchan Aruch said, oichlin and mapshkin, if you eat them, even for refuah, if you have a good taste, you make a bracha. Mayim, however, is not that way. The Sha'at Tzion, very, very importantly, if you remember number 8 on the sheet, said that it doesn't need to be that it's an extremely pleasant taste, as long as it's not a bad taste. It's got to be slightly pleasant, that's good enough. Remember, we're not talking about that he eats it for enjoyment reasons. He's only taking it for medicinal reasons. So we need to know this. Halacha l'maisa l'maisa, very, very important halacha. Somebody has a hot lemon tea. He doesn't, why is he taking hot lemon tea? Because it's good for his throat. So we spoke about that with regards to Shabbos. Halacha l'maisa, he has to make a bracha, shakol nevedvara, because you enjoy lemon tea. Might not be his favorite drink, but he enjoys it. If it's mayim, and you're having it because just to down a tablet, for example, that's a classic example, then you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. Okay, have a look at number 9 on the sheet. This is a Ramah, also in Siman Reish Dalet, which is what we were learning before. V'kol merkachas. What's merkachas? Any type of spice. She'ein briyim regilim boy. Elo l'refuah. Mevorchin alav shahakoyl. You'd make a bracha of shahakoyl.
Now,
yes. Now, we're talking about Ein Briyim Regilim Boy. Healthy people don't normally eat it. Only for a poor. Mavorchin Allah Shahakoil. So here we get to an important question. Look at number 6 once again on the sheets. The Shulchan Aruch at number 6 says, Kol ha'oichlin v'hamashkin Shalom oichel v'shoisa. Double loshen twice. Achila and shvia. If it has a good time, says the Shulchan Aruch, mevorech aleihem. Which brocha? No. Which brocha? Number 6 on the sheets.
Whatever it is.
If you have potato because the doctor says have a potato, if you have an apple because the doctor says an apple a day keeps the doctor away, then you say bore priwate. Even though the only reason I'm taking it is purely for health reasons, not because I'm particularly hungry now, not because I necessarily enjoy apples. Over here we're being told that mirkachas mevorchin alav shahakoyl. Now what does that mean? Why am I only making shahakoyl? So he says, because ein briyim regilim boy elo l'refuah. It's a type of spice or herb that people don't normally take. So one second, so why am I making the bracha at all then?
Taste.
It says, the Mishabura number 10, elo l'refuah hatam, the reason is, da'af d'nehene, even though you are benefiting from it, and therefore I would think that you make which bracha? Not shahakol, maybe hadoma, but ein ze iker hanaasai, kiven she'ein habriim regilim lecholoise bekach, because healthy people don't normally eat this. Shoymed rak l'refuah. So here we're being introduced to a new principle. Until now, we spoke about a regular, normal food that I'm eating for medicinal purposes, but it's a food. What defines it as a food? Because healthy people eat it. Everybody will agree that an apple is a food, even if I don't enjoy apples, and even if I'm not taking it because I'm hungry, but it's a food. So if your doctor says, listen, I would advise you take vitamin C every day. How so? Either take a bottle of medicine or eat an apple. Why does someone have an apple? What bracha then? Definitely borrow pre-8. Why? That's the Shulchan Aruch, number 6. It's an oichel. If I take food which is not normally taken by regular people, so then which broth would I make? So it depends. If there's no enjoyment at all, then I don't make a bracha at all. If there is an enjoyment, then I say shahakel, but I don't make the real bracha or the bracha that I could have made of because it's not a food. That's what the Rama is teaching us. That's the chiddush of the Rama. So what be an example? The example, shaman do eat, people do eat. Shaman people eat. Shaman people eat. There's a flavoring, there's other things. Happens to be, I'm going to make a bracha because it's ikka v'tofu. So, if I'm having some herb which you cut off from the tree, nobody goes around cutting off these herbs. Why? I don't know, just not that great a taste. And I eat it for medicinal reasons. I'd have to ask him, tell me, did you enjoy it or not? If you didn't enjoy it at all, no bracha. If you did enjoy it, shahakol. Why? It grows from a tree, ashtay ha'eitz, to our doma. No, but it's not really considered classified as a food, and therefore it's considered more a refuah. So I'm being taught over here that something that's taken as a refuah, you make a bracha, which is downgraded to shahakol. Now, let's have a look at number 11, 12, 13, and 14, and we'll try and put this all together. We're now moving, if you look, number 11 says, Siman Reish Ches. Until now, we were discussing Siman Reish Dalet. Now, Siman Reish Ches. Says the Tur, followed by the Beis Yosef, followed by the Shulchan Aruch, followed by the Mishnah Berurah, in the right order. Number 11. Shesisa. Okay, we know what Shesisa is. Vehi, Vehu, Tavshil. It is a cooked mixture, mikemach, with flour, shel chloya, is dried wheat. Avol, she'oymed achila. If it is avol, a thick mixture which is normally eaten, betchila, bo'yemene mezoynes, ulebesoif, brocha achas me'en sholesh. Rako, but if it is a softer mixture, shehi leshtia, now, this very, very much reminds us of the Rambam, which we saw number one on the sheets. What is glaringly omitted? No mention of whether it's taken for eating or refuah. It just says, is it a food or is it a drink? Is it a food or is it a drink? Said number 12 on the sheet, the Beis Yosef. Now, you'll see how the Beis Yosef works. The Beis Yosef is, of course, written by Rabbi Yosef Karo, who also compiled the Shulchan Aruch, and he provides all the sources for the Torah, and this is going to be based on a Gemara, a Rashi, a Tosfos, a Ben Yonah, and a Rambam. And Baruch Hashem, we saw them all. Therefore, I think we'll be much better understanding of the Beis Yosef. Says the Beis Yosef, Shisita, says the Beis Yosef, I will now refer you to the source of the Torah, Shom. What does Shom mean over there? Meaning Masechtas Brachos, Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and it says there, Shtisa Rav Meshahakol, Shmuel Amar Rav Meshahakol, Omer Rav Chista Veloi Pligi, number of Chista explains actually no machlokes, Hoba Avo, Hoba Rako, Avo, L'Achila Ovdile, Rako, L'Refuaka Ovdile, that is all a quote, word for word from the Gemara. Now, Upirish Rashi, what is Shasisa? Michael Ha'aslu Mikemach Kloyes. It is a food made from dried out Kemach Shenisiyabshu Batanra, which has been dried in an oven. Ba'oid Shashibolim Lachim, as long as the grains, the kernels are damp. Avo Lachila Avida. Avo is made for food of a milsa kaima and remains its original, it retains its original status as a piece of wheat that was burning in the zainis. Now, the Kosu HaToisves, we saw this Toisves, Baruch Hashem, Da'osu La'ashminon, this comes to teach us, Deloi Neymar, do not say that Kivan the Ikra L'Rafur, remember Toisves stressed a number of times, that the Ikra of this food is for Rafur, so do not say, do not suggest that seeing as it is the ikka for refuah, loy livrich oleho klal, that you shouldn't make a bracha at all. Don't think that. Komash malon, that's why I need to be told that what? Kiven de mishani minei, because you are being mishani. What does mishani mean? You're having benefit. Boi beruchi. It does require a bracha. Umikol Mokoim Lo Yevorech Elo Shehakoil. But nonetheless, you make a shahakoil. What does it mean nonetheless? Even though it contains in it Chamishas Mine Dogon, you still only make shahakoil. Why? Kiven She'enoi Osui Lis'oid. Because it is not made for a su'uda to fill you up, kiim lishtois, rather just to drink as a drink. Therefore, the hilchasa, this is all a quote from Tosas, shesisa ava, mavorach, where my name is Zainus. Klishta, what does klishta mean? Right. It is damp, yes, liquidy, mavorach, shahakoil, and again, v'afal pishel refuah nasis, even though it is made for refuah purposes, heiched isle hano minei, where you have hano from it, mevorech, you make a brocha. That's how Tosfos very neatly summed up the sugya, and Tosfos points out for that, as the chiddush is, you might have thought mistakenly that something that I take for refuah purposes, you do not make a brocha at all. The answer is, if you're getting hano, then you do. However, if it is a liquidy mixture, and therefore the hano you're getting is not from the fact that it fills you up, but rather from the taste, then you only make a brocha of shahakoil, despite the fact that it contains in it chamishas mini dogon. The cost of HaRabbeinu Yoino, we saw this Rabbeinu Yoino as well, this was number 2 on the sheet. Umay domrinon rako dilarafua of the law mavore shahakoil. That which the Gemara says, that when it is a soft mixture and it is lirafua, you make a bracha shahakoil, comma. Loi comma. We never meant to say that mipnei she'einoi oichel oisalahano elo lirafua shivara shahakoil. When the Gemara says you made shahakoil, why is it being downgraded? Not because it's only for refuah. So what if it's only for refuah? But at the end of the day, it's a truth. The vadai mipnei she'oichel hadovel refuah. Because certainly, merely because you're having it for refuah, einoi goireya. What does the word gereya mean? Doesn't downgrade, doesn't diminish in any way its bracha. Who cares the intention for refuah? At the end of the day, it's a food. So when the Gemara says you make shahakoil, why is the bracha being downgraded? Hello, hochikoma. This is what being said. Imoiso rako. Kamoi shederech lasoiso lerefuah. Remember? The refuah is just an example, it's just to help you describe what we're talking about. What does that mean, Raka? Could you please expound a bit? Someone says, I'll expound. You know what I'm talking about. You know, the one you make for refuah. Oh, well, now I know what you're talking about. That's not the reason, that's just a description. Afal pishe sheise oiste lahano, even though you drink it for benefit, einem vorech oloa elo shahaka. So again, according to Rabbeinu Yoino, if I ask you in the final analysis, why is there a brocha of shahakoil on shesisa raka? Why is it only shahakoil? One word answer.
No, it's right.
Because raka. Because it's raka. But not because it's taken for a food. Just because you take it for a food. If it is a food, there's no need, no reason to downgrade the brocha. The only reason you downgrade the brocha is because it's not a food. It's in fact a drink. Finally, he brings the Rambam, which we also saw, Baruch Hashem. Perek Gimel, Alacha Gimel, Kemach, Shel Echod, Mechameshes, Aminim, Sheshok, which was being cooked or baked, the Irubu B'mayim, and it is mixed with water, Oy B'shar Mashkim, or with any other liquid for that matter. Imoyo Avo, Kedei Shehei Ra'u, the key word, La'achila, ולא עשו ינטטשו את מבורך הלוב ותחיל הבורם עם זיינס ולוסיף על המחל ואם הוא יורח but if it is a soft liquidy mixture כדי שיראו לשתיע and it's no longer considered a food it's rather considered a drink מבורך הלוב ותחיל שהכל ולוסיף על המחל So the common theme between the Rishonim is the fact that it's taken for refuah is not itself a reason to downgrade the bracha. It just depends on the texture of this food. Is it now a food, or is it being downgraded to a drink? You make mezainis on a food. You don't make mezainis on a drink. I ask chameshus minei dogon to say that, but it's not a food, it's a drink.
It's different from the remor.
Oh, we'll come back to that. Says, no, because no. The remor is to my son, which isn't a food. It's good that you point this out, Rabbi Yosef. Again, Rabbeinu Yoina is telling you the fact that something is taken as a refuah is not a reason to downgrade the bracha. So Rabbi Yosef asked me very correctly, what about, we just saw a remor that says a mirkachas goes down to shahakol. Why? Because it's only a refuah. The answer is because that's not an oichel at all. That's medicine. There's a difference between food and medicine. If I take an apple, for whatever reason in the world, I couldn't care less, you make the bracha like you would even if I'm taking it for non-medicinal purposes. And if it's being pureed and liquidized, so then it would be apple juice, I'll make shahakol. The fact that I'm taking for a food is irrelevant. But if I'm taking something which is not a food, is medication, whether it's a tablet or a medicine or a herb off a tree, then it's shahakol, because that's not food. Would the mirkachas be allowed to be taken on Shabbos?
No, because it's not a food.
It's not a food. Very good. Would not be allowed to be taken on Shabbos. It's not a food. Shatisa is allowed to be taken on Shabbos. Why? It's a food. Even though Tosafot says, Ikrai l'refuah. Most people eat it for a food. It's still mutter. How did we explain this last time? Why is it mutter? So what, some people, why don't we go with the roiv? Why? No, you're missing out the main words. 80% of people eat this for a food. Only 20% eat it because they enjoy the taste. Why is it mutter on Shabbos? Because it's not nikar. Chazal only made a gzeira on refuah, which was nikar. If it's 90% nikar, then it's not nikar. Nikar by definition means it's absolutely recognizable. If 90% of people have it for refuah, but 10% don't, that's another way of saying it's not nikar. But if I see you chomping on mirkachas on Shabbos afternoon, then I know that what?
You're not well.
Absolutely not well. Why? Because no person in the world has this for achila. But if 20% of people do, very different story. Then it'll be an oichel. That's a very, very important. Rav Moshe Zelig, you're a doctor, you need to know this. We all need to know this. That if something is ikroi l'refuah, it's still mutter to take on Shabbos if it's occasionally taken as an echel. What was our example? I don't know if it was the best example. Dried fruit prunes. I don't know if it was a good example. I've never done a survey of whether most people eat it for a fua or not. But let's say, for argument's sake, that 80% of people buying prunes buy it for indigestion reasons. 20% like the taste of prunes. Somebody has indigestion on Shabbos, he's allowed to take prunes? Yes. Why? Not Nick. What bracha would he make, by the way? Wait, enjoys the fruit. If somebody takes mirkachas, what bracha? Shahakol. Would that be allowed on Shabbos? No, because it's not food. It's not food.
If it's food that you don't enjoy, you don't like it. You don't like prunes.
So it depends if you enjoy the taste in a chalami. And the Shavuot says it's got to be that you're nehen, at least. If you don't nehen, you absolutely detest the taste, and the only reason that you wouldn't make a bracha. By the way,
even though it's a food.
By the way, we must point out, just we're going off the subject, but I don't want anybody to make a mistake, Chas v'Shalom. Somebody who is classified on Shabbos as a choyle is allowed to take medication on Shabbos. That sounds a very strange statement. What do you mean? A choyla is allowed to take medication. So who isn't allowed to take medication? What? A well person? He doesn't want to take medication. So when Chazal made a gzeira against refuah, who were they talking to? Not a choyla. So who were they talking to? The answer is somebody who has what's called a meichush. Uncomfortable. There's a headache. Slight stomach upset. A bit of a cut. A mild, mild burn. A mild toothache. Etc., etc., etc. So for that type of person, Chazal said, oh, don't take refuah. But if you're classified as a choila, you have a severe stomach ache, you cannot eat, you cannot move, it's zero sakana. Or he has such a terrible splitting headache, it's hard for him to concentrate, he can't daven, he can't learn, he has to go and lie down, then that's a choila, he's allowed to take medication choice. What is the normal accepted definition of a choila? Either somebody who has to go to bed and rest up as a result, or on occasion that's not going to help. The Lashon of the Rishonim is he cannot function in a normal way that a healthy person does. Now, if you wake up one morning with a mild headache, unless you're a terrible hypochondriac, you'll come to Koilel, and you'll come and learn, and you'll come to Davin, and you'll whatever, you'll take a Panadol and you'll get by. And if there's no Panadol and there isn't, so you'll also get by. That's a meichush. But if you wake up in the morning and your whole head is spinning and you feel all dizzy, then it could well be. You say, I can't daven home today. I can't learn. The whole room is spinning. That's a chayla. Imagine somebody had their tooth extracted and they have terrible, terrible, terrible toothache now. No sakana. The doctor says, no sakana, no infection, no nothing. Now, it could well be that somebody like that is not going to want to lie down. That's the last thing he needs. What does he need to do? He needs to whatever, run around just to try and get his mind off his tooth. He doesn't need to rest up. He's not feeling weak. So nobody's going to turn around, if he's not confined to bed, so he's not a choila. He is a choila. Because if, you have to know the circumstances, if the toothache is so severe, as a result of which as his head is just spinning, when he looks at some words in the siddur, they're jumping and dancing, he can't function, he can't talk, he can't come to the, that's a choila. The fact that he's not confined to bed is irrelevant. Happens to be because bed's not going to help. So that type of choila, then medication is mutter on Shabbos. We're not talking about that. We're talking about somebody who's got a mild headache, mild stomach upset, a bit of a bash, a bruise, a cut, burn, whatever it is. Very, very important to distinguish. Moshe Zelig, I believe we learned this halachas together more than once. Okay, in conclusion, let's just now have a look how this all comes to a maskana in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura in number 13 and 14 on the sheets. Kemach shal echod mechamishes minei dogon. If you take flour from one of the chamishes minei dogon, shesholkoi, what does that mean, shesholkoi? They add in brackets, pirish, bishlu, harbe, cooked it a lot. Ve'irvu b'mayim, he mixed it with water, or b'shar mashkim, then it depends. Im hoya avo, if it is a thick mixture, kadeshi ro la'achila, v'leloyasoy, what does leloyasoy mean? So they add in brackets again, litchoin, to grind, oysoy it, b'pe in the mouth. Mavorech b'in mezoinus, v'achrav alamich. Im hoya rach, kadeshi ro l'shtia, mavorech alav shahakol, v'achrav b'in afoshoy. So again, we see the Shulchan Aruch goes with the Tur, who goes with the Rambam, but there is no mention made of refuah or not. I just need to know, are you eating it as a food or are you drinking it as a drink? Zogt the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, Mishnah Brura, number 14. V'leloy asoy, lav dafka. Says the Mishnah Brura, when you say to chew it, it's a bit lav dafka. Chewing it sounds like it's what? It's a piece of meat. Yeah. It's a mamish chewy. He says, no, it's not dafka. Afilu im einoy av kol kach. Even if it's not that thick, then I literally have to chew it. Kivim she'einoy rach, but as long as it's not soft, she'ro rak rashtia, v'orech alo borim in emezenus. In other words, it's got to be that it's not liquid. But if you'd have something like porridge, for example, porridge might not be a liquid. You don't have to chew it. You have to digest it and swallow it a bit more than you do and just down it like a drink. That's enough. It doesn't need to be that it's so thick it's a solid piece of a wafer. I'm not talking about that. Shahakol. Why do you make shahakol when it's a liquid? Zakivim shahamayim rabim olov. seeing as there is so much water in it, kol kach, so much, ad she'enoi ro'u l'achila v'rak l'shtia. It's no longer fitting for eating, rather for drinking only. Einoi bichlal meichel klal. What does it mean, einoi bichlal meichel? It's no longer categorized as a food. Therefore, umavorchin shahakoil kibirkas hamayim. Come a drink. So this is the sugya of shesisa. As we've seen, you have to be very, very careful on this sugya. There's two sugyas going on over here, which essentially are unrelated. And that's what the Rishonim was so helpful in pointing out. If you remember, let's just sum up now. If you remember when we began this sugya, Moirai V'Rabboisai, what was the first thing we said on this sugya? The Gemara says, Avo la'achila shtia l'refua, which factor is it dependent on? And I think the maskona is pretty clear. What's it dependent on? Thickness or non-thickness. Refua, as the Rishonim explained, is just an example to help you understand what we're talking about. Therefore, shesisa is in which siman Shulchan Aruch? Siman Reish Ches. The halachas of refua. Why are they in two separate simonim? Because two separate inyonim, no relationship. Why did the Gemara, if they have no relationship, therefore discuss them concurrently? Because although we in Hilchas Brachos are not interested in the intention of refuah or achila, but in Hilchas refuah on Shabbos I am interested. And that's their point of contact. So with regard to refuah, I need to know the intention, I need to know what he's doing. Is it a food? Is it medicine? But over here, I only care one thing. Is it a food or is it a drink? That's all I'm interested in. And those are the two sugyas. Okay. Let's, Be'ez Hashem, make a start to the next sugya. We're on the fourth last narrow line. Sha'al hapas hu oimer hamoitzi v'chulis. Let's just refer back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah on the very first daf of Lamed Hei Amud Aleph says, on peiroi sa'aretz, you say, borei pri adama, chutz min hapas. Sha'al hapas hu oimer hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. So pas gets its own bracha. Even though essentially pas should really also be Yom. Well, Doma, that's what I see from the Mishnah. Now, let's have a look at the Gemara. Tana Rabbanon, Mahu Oimer, what exactly is the Lashon of the Bracha? The Tanakhama says, Hamoitzi with a hey, Hamoitzi lecha min ha'aretz. Rav Nechemya Oimer, Moitzi lecha min ha'aretz. If Machlaikas Tanakama, who will call the Rabbanon, versus Reb Nechemya. Now, this is sometimes the problem when you learn a Gemara that pertains to halacha that we all know already, because I think we all know what brach we make. Hamoitzi. Didn't know that halacha? Mishkafayim is a minig. Hamoitzi lechem naret. But nonetheless, Hamishkafayim. But nonetheless, it's important to see the background. It's true, the halacha is going to be hamoitzi, and in fact the Gemara spells it out at the end, that's what we paskin. But what is the discussion? What's the background? Very, very important to know what we're doing. Tana Rabbanon, Mahu oima hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz, the opinion of the Rabbanon, Reb Nechemya oima moitzi lechem min ha'aretz. Now, Omar Rava. So Rava, of course, is an Amoira. So he's coming to explain the opinions of the Tanoim mentioned in the Braisa. Omar Rava, b'moitzi, quote unquote, in the word moitzi mem vav tzadi yud aleph, there's no discussion. Kula alma loy pligi. Nobody disagrees. The apik mashma. What does the apik mean? That he has taken out, past tense. Apik means he has taken out. Mapik means he will take out. So everybody agrees that the word moitzi means what? The apik that he has taken out, he has extracted. That's not a discussion. Why not? Diksiv, because it says, guess what, in last week's parasha, kale moitziyom mimitzrayim. It doesn't say hamoitziyom. What does moitziyom mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who?
Took
you out. Who's talking over here, by the way? Who said these words, kale moitziyom mimitzrayim? Bilam. He's obviously talking about after the event. So when he said moitziyom mimitzrayim, what does he mean?
Past tense.
It obviously means past tense, says Rashi. The apik mashma shahoitzi kvar, that he has already extracted. That is translation of the word moitzi. Now, comma, says Rashi, v'ho vadai brocha haguna. And that certainly, what does haguna mean? Correct. That certainly is the correct or the appropriate brocha. Why is that the appropriate bracha? The shela ovar bo'inom. Because we require a loshon that indicates past tense. Why? Sharei kvar hoitzi halechem hazeh min ha'aretz. We're not thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he will extract, but rather because he has already taken out lechem shehu bo, which is now coming lehonos himenu, to benefit from it. So everybody agrees that I need to look out for a lashon which indicates what? That this is bread that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already, past tense, extracted from the ground. Now, the word moitzi without the hay definitely means what? Past tense. Because that's what Bilam says Rashi, the ksiv, kale moitzi mimitzrayim, o kashanemra, parashas Bilam. And when the parasha of Bilam was stated, they've already left. So I see that without any shadow of a doubt, the word moitzi means what? Has already taken out. So in theory, and this, by the way, might present us a big question when we get to the end of the sugya, if we were to make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, moitzi lechem min ha'aretz, would anybody query what that means? Nobody would query that. In fact, it's such a good lashon that Tosis is going to discuss, so why don't we just make that bracha, if everybody agrees it's good. Ha-moitzi is going to be a discussion, but moitzi everybody agrees, so why don't we just avoid the arguments and make a bracha moitzi? Alright, let's not jump the gun. Again, Omar Rava, the last narrow line. But moitzi, if you use the word moitzi, kulam alei pligi de apik mashma, that indicates past tense that he has already taken out. Dichsev kale moitziyam mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already taken us out of Mitzrayim. Ki pligi, when is there a machloikas? Bahamoitzi, with the hay. Oh, if it's got a hay, what does the word hamoitzi mean? Does hamoitzi also mean past tense, or does it mean future? That's the machloikas. Rabbanon Savri, they're the Tanakama, they hold that word. Why does it say Savri with a yud?
Plural.
They say that hamoitzi, quote unquote, the apik mashma, also means past tense. Why? Because we have a pasuk coming up in a few weeks, parasha. Hamoitzi lochomayim mitzur hachalomish. What is that referring to? Says Rashi, hamoitzi lochomayim v'kvar hoitzi. He's referring to when he took, in the past, extracted mine out of the rock. And what's the word he uses? Hamoitzi. So I see that the word hamoitzi also means past tense. The Rabbanon says, if that's the case, make a bracha. Hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. But Rabbi Nechemiah, sovar hamoitzi, not the apik, but rather the mapik with a mem. Mashma. What does mapik mean? He will extract. Shenemar, as it says in the Torah, in Parshas Vayera, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Hamoritzi eschem mitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim. Now, when was that? Prior or post Yitzias Mitzrayim?
After.
Before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, Hamoritzi, that he will take you out from Sivlois Mitzrayim, it's in Parshas Vayera. Says Rav Nachem, you see that the word Hamoritzi means what?
Not apik.
Therefore, it's totally the inappropriate bracha to make on bread. Like Rashi said already, everybody agrees that the appropriate bracha to make on bread is past tense. It's got to be past tense. So moitzi, in theory, will be good according to all opinions. But hamoitzi depends on how you translate it. If hamoitzi means past tense, that's what the Rabbanan hold, great lashon. But if hamoitzi means future tense, sorry, inappropriate bracha. Says Rav Nachemia, hamoitzi means future. How do I know? Because it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take you out of Mitzrayim. Now, before we go any further, obviously, we need to ask the obvious question. What is the obvious question at this stage? How does he deal with the previous pasuk of Hamoitzi Mayim? Moshe Rabbeinu L'chayra is referring to Mayim that he has already extracted from the rock. So how can you tell me that Hamoitzi means future because you've managed to discover a pasuk that indicates that way? You've got to deal with the other pasuk. And the other pasuk seems clearly to tell you that Hamoitzi is past tense. So look at Rashi. Rashi immediately explains it. The second bottom Rashi. Tvrim Nechemia Stovar, the Mapik Mashma. What does the Mapik Mashma mean of Rashi? She'osid Loitzi. What does she'osid mean?
Future.
Not Viksiv Hamoitzi Eschem. Because it says Hamoitzi Eschem, quote unquote, Ukashanemar Pasuk Zeh, when this Pasuk was stated, Lemoisha Adain Loi Yotzu. Remember, where's this Pasuk written? In which parasha? Va'era. There you left Mitzrayim, Parsha's boy. So when this pasuk was written, they hadn't left yet Mitzrayim. They hadn't yet left Mitzrayim, so I see that the word Hamoitzi means future tense. Says Rashi, V'hamoitzi l'chomayim, quote unquote, what is that? That's the other pasuk that the Rabbanon brought as their source. How does Rav Nechemia deal with that? Adayin hoyomoitzi kol Yemei heyosom bamidbar. He was still going to extract water as long as they were going to be in the midbar. In other words, when Moshe Rabbeinu said Hamoitzi eschemayim, Hamoitzi lochomayim, so Rabbanon understood what's that referring to? Past tense, mayim has been extracted already. Says Rav Nechemia, one second, they were in the midbar, mayim was still going to be extracted. So don't bring me a proof on that pasuk. How do you know if he's referring to past or future? But in the case of Mitzrayim, then I definitely know that must be referring to the future, to the future. Because I haven't left Mitzrayim yet. Yeah, I haven't left Mitzrayim yet. So the Hamoitzi L'chomayim, says Rav Nechemia, as far as I'm concerned, that pasuk is inconclusive. They're in the middle of the midbar years, so Moshe Rabbeinu could equally be referring either to the past or the future. You have no proof from that. But my pasuk says, Rav Nechemia, about Hamoitzi Eschem Mitzrayim, Mitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim, was clearly said prior to Yitzias Mitzrayim. So I see that the word Hamoitzi must mean future tense. Okay, so it's a game of tennis now. The ball is back in whose court? Rabbanon, how do you deal with this pasuk? How can you tell me that Hamoitzi is past tense if Moshe Rabbeinu was told about Mitzias Mitzrayim before it ever happened? And it was the word Hamoitzi. So it seems to be it's not past tense, it's jolly well future tense. Jolly well. Says the Gemara on the fourth wide line, V'rabbonon hahu. What does hahu mean? This pasuk, how do they deal with the pasuk of Hamoitzi Eschem Mitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim? Hochi ka'omar lohu. One of our favorite words now. Ka'omar means this is what was being stated to them. This is what's meant. I know what was said. I can read the pasuk. What did it mean? Hochi ka'omar lohu Kud Shabrichu Liyisrael. This is what the Kud Shabrichu, who's the Kud Shabrichu? Akadosh Baruch Hu. This is what he was saying to Klal Yisrael. Kad Mafikna Lechu. When I take you out in the future, Avidna Lechu Milsa, I will do for you something. Kihechi, so that diaditu, that you will know da'ano, that it was I who da'apekis yaschoin mitzrayim, that it was I took you out. Dechsiv v'yodatem ki ani Hashem elokeichem hamoitzi. You will know that it was I, Hashem, who took you out. In other words, what does it say in the Torah? What's the actual lashon of the pasuk in the Torah? It says, "V'yodatem," and you will know, "Ki ani Hashem hamoitzi." So how did Reb Nechemiah understood that? How did he understand it? You will know that Hashem will take you out. Ah, hamoitzi is future. So the Rabbanan, no. You're right. This pasuk was stated prior to Yeshua's Mitzrayim. But it's telling you what you will understand after the event in hindsight. V'yodatem, you will one day know and understand that what? That it was I, Hamaiti, who once upon a time took you out. Because when I take you out, I'm going to do something. What am I going to do? Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah. There's going to be such open miracles that you will then in hindsight understand that what? That I was the one who took you out. So it's true that chronologically, when was this pasuk actually stated? Before, but it's not referring to the future. It's referring to after you see us in Mitzrayim, how will you look back? Not now, how will you look forward? Let's look again at the Gemara. V'rabbanan on the fourth wide line. Hahu hachi kamalu kod shabrichu li Yisrael. This is our Kadosh Baruch Hu, what it meant for Klal Yisrael. Kad mafiknu lechu. When I take you out, mafik. Again, you see that word, mafikna? Like we said before, mafik, future. When I will take you out in the future, avidna lechu milsa, I will do something for you, kihechi, so that diaditu, that you will know da'ano. What does da'ano mean? That it was I, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the apek is. Apek means, again, not mapek, but apek. That I was the one who took you out in the past. Yaschoin you memitzrayim. Tehsiv yodatem ki ani Hashem alekech mamoitzi. He says Rashi, bottom line, da apek is yaschoin. Sha'anihu shoytseisi eschem. Hoytseisi is past tense. Fine, so machlekes, we have two opinions. Is amoytsi future? Is amoytsi past? But everybody agrees that moytsi is definitely past. So in theory, if the brach would be moytsi lechem and aretz, that would be good according to everybody. Hamoitzi is a subject of machlekes tzin rabbanon, who say it means past, and Nechemiah, who says it means future. Says the Gemara. Mishtabchin lei rabbanon lerabzeira. The rabbanon praised to Rabzeira. Who did they praise? As Bar Rav Zvid, the son of Rav Zvid, Achva was the brother of Rav Shimon Bar Rav Zvid. They said that the son of Rav Zvid is very praiseworthy. Why is he very praiseworthy? The Adam Gadol. He's a great person. Ubaki the Brachos, and he is a great expert in the halachas of Brachos. Ubaki the Brachos, who. And he's a great expert in the Brachos. Omar Lohem, so he said back to them, Rav Zeira said back to Rabbanon, fine, I'd love to meet him. L'kashiyovoy liyotchem, when he comes to your hand, meaning when you bump into him, hey, mi'uhu liyodi, bring him to me. If he's such a grace of Baki, I'd like to learn from him. Hilchos Brachos. Zimnechada, on one occasion, ikla legabei. One occasion, he chanced upon him, he came to him. So here was this son of Rav Zvid, was a great expert. Apikule, again the word apik. He took out for him rifter. What's rifter?
Bread.
Posach the Omar, he began saying, which brocha? Moitzi. He began saying, Moitzi. Omar, so he said, he was a little bit disappointed. Zehu she'oimrim olov za'odoim godoil hu u'boki bebrochais hu? Question mark. What? This is the big expert. This is the person that we're all supposed to be learning many halachas vilchas brochas. He hasn't taught me anything. Why has he not taught me anything? Because if he would have said hamoitzi, then that would have taught me a lot. What would that have taught me?
Well, like Rabbanan.
Rabbanan. But if you say moitzi is neutral. Why is moitzi neutral? Because moitzi can make sense of it. He hasn't taught me anything. Beishleima I omar hamoitzi. If you would say the word hamoitzi, then ashmi in on tam. Then I would know how to read the psukim. Bashmin on the Ilchus like Rabbanon, and then also he'd be teaching me the halachas like Rabbanon. Ela de Omar Moitzi, Mike Mashmalon. But if he says Moitzi, then he hasn't taught me anything. He's sitting on the fence. I don't know who he passes like. Says Rashi, Ashmin on Taima, I would have known Pirusha de Kro. I would know how to translate the psukim. Kemoisha Pirashnuhu, as we explained them. Velomadnu Pirushne, where we learned the explanation. Vashmin on, I would have learned further, Alocha Krabonon, the Hamaitzi, that the word Hamaitzi means the apic, not the mapic, future, but the apic, past. But now that he said, Maiko Mashmalon, Hakoil, Moidim, Bazu, everybody agrees to it. And if everybody agrees to it, he hasn't really told me much. Says the Gemara, look back into the Gemara, the Ihu. The Ovad, and you know why he did this? La Afuke Nafshe Mitlukta. To extract himself from Machlokes. Precisely. That's exactly why he said Moitzi in order to avoid all Machlokes. So, what is the halacha then? The Hilchasa Hamoitzi Lechem Na'oretz Hamoitzi. So, Kaimelon Karabonon. Because we pass another Rabbon on Domri, who say the apic mashma, the hamoitzi is past tense. So now, just before we finish, let's have a look at the top Tosfos. Vilchas the hamoitzi says Tosfos, the afal pi, even though the bamoitzi, kula almele pligi, the apic mashma. Everybody agrees that what? But if you say the word moitzi, what does that mean? Past. The Tosfos is really hinting to a question at what? Why don't we just do moitzi? Instead of hamoitzi. Hamoitzi, you have to take a side, you have to take a stand in the argument, you have to say, fine, we go with the Rabbonon. But if everybody agrees that moitzi is past tense, then let's just do that. So Tosfos, I'll explain to you. Yerushalmi Mafarish time, very, very important principle. Did anybody see the Tosfos here, by the way? The Yerushalmi explains the reason. In other words, when we leave the Bavli, we're a little bit stuck. Why would you want to pick and choose the Rabbanon's version if you could have taken something which avoided all Machlekas, like we saw in the story before? Wanted to avoid the Machlekas. They say, no, Hamoitzi. Why?
Teaching us Rove versus the
So you could say that, but again, that's only when there's an argument. But if I've got a way of avoiding the argument, then I don't need to take sides. If there are two sides of an argument, I've got to take a standpoint. So you're right. Yochid, Rabbi, Malacha, Rabbi. Here I can avoid the Machlekes. Just say Moitzi and everybody will be happy. So why am I going for Hamoitzi? Says this is a very important principle. Ubirushalmi Mafarish Taima explains the reason. Kedei Shaloi La'arev Ha'oisiyois. In order not to mix up the letters, which letters? Kagoin, ha'oilom, moitzi. If you would say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz, and you'd run from one mem straight into the other. That's what it sounds like. I'm HaOlam Motzi. HaOlam Motzi. Very good. You know what asked that? Place in the next word. So therefore, that's why we prefer to say Hamotzi, and you avoid that problem. Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Hamotzi. So now you can't run from one mem into another. Va'af al gav debalechem min, quote unquote. Nami ike iruv. There's also a mixture. Why? Because what does it sound like? Hamotzi lechemin. What's lechemin? There's a word called lechemin. It's very careful to say lechem min. So why is that any better off? Shani osam. That's different. Dikrok stiv, because there's a pasuk in Tehillim, and we want to follow the pasuk in Tehillim. What's the pasuk in Tehillim? Matmiach chotzer lebehema, leisav laavodas haadam, lahoitzi lechem min haaretz. So we see there that the phrase lechem min is written clearly in the pasuk, and we want to follow that pasuk in Tehillim. Whereas in the case of Ha'olam and Moitzi, there's no pasuk, and therefore I want to avoid the problem of the oisyeis, and that's why the bracha is Ha'moitzi. It says, Tosfos, the conclusion, Va'alkein, this is where the minhag comes from, because we want to follow the pasuk we just mentioned, Yesh liftoya b'shtei yodov be'esther etzfa'ois. You should hold with both hands 10 fingers on the bread. Neged, which corresponds Yud Tevois Shabamikro Zeh. 10 words in this pasuk. Look at the pasuk. Matzmiach Chotzir LeBehema. 3 words. Esev LaAvodas HaAdam. That's another 3. That's 6. LaHoitzi Lechem In Haaretz. Another 4. That's 10. When you have bread, you're supposed to hold the bread in 2 hands when you make the bracha, touching it with all 10 fingers. That corresponds to this pasuk. It has 10 words. Some say, but it's a mistake, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Amotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. It's also 10 words. That's not why we have the fingers on the bread. We have the fingers on the bread because of this pasuk. So Tosfos has told us that essentially we want to avoid the issue of letters running into each other. If I don't really want to say Melech HaOlam Moitzi, so I say Hamoitzi. I Lechem Min. So that's a special reason why I follow the pasuk that talks about Lechem. And if you follow the pasuk that talks about Lechem, has 10 words in the pasuk, Kamela. You have to hold the bread with 10 fingers. But by the way, when you say Shema, there also are a number of cases. For example, V'ahavtos Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavacha. There's no word b'chol levavacha. B'chol levavacha, etc., etc., etc.
But the sitter has
a line to. Okay, Beis Hashem, I think next time, which is Sunday, we should do a little bit of Chazorah. Does anybody remember where exactly did we get to last time in Chazorah? The bottom of Laman Zayin Amud Aleph. Correct. Omar Rav HaKreis Zachita. Quite right. So we're going to go on Sunday. We'll try and do a quick Chazorah. Hopefully we'll do it in one shot. We'll see if we can. Sunday morning, Laman Zayin Amud Aleph, the 5th wide line. This wide line, and it's just over a dach of Chazorah. Baruch Hashem, moving ahead nicely. We have now learned Baruch Hashem Zman 1, 2, 3.5 dach in 2.5 months. Not too fast, not too slow. Just right.
When you say the bracha over the bread, you should touch the bread.
Yeah.
I mean, some people will touch the wrap it in the challah cover.
Yeah, we should hold the actual bread. We should hold the actual bread.
What's the reason for it?